Bennington Senator Dick Sears chairs the Judiciary Committee and is also co-chairman of the Special Senate Review Panel on Child Protection. Sears learned this week of the death of a 14-month-old boy in Winooski on April 4th. The review panel was formed in response to the death of 2-year-old Desiree Sheldon of Pulteney. She died in February from severe head trauma, allegedly at the hands of her stepfather, Dennis Duby, who has pleaded innocent to a second-degree murder charge. An investigation into the Winooski boy's death is underway, and state officials say there is no conclusion yet on a cause. Officials have also not alleged child abuse or neglect in the case. Still, both Sears and Senate President Pro Tem John Campbell say their frustration is growing as a potential second case emerged, and no information was provided by the Department of Children and Families. Sears says there are some indications the department may have been involved in the care of the boy, but he says he has not been able to confirm that with state officials. Agency of Human Services Secretary Doug Racine says he can neither confirm nor deny if the boy was under the care or supervision of DCF. The investigation by the Chittenden Unit for Special Investigations continues, and an autopsy report has yet to be finalized, Racine says. Meanwhile, the Senate panel is already in the process of seeking subpoena power to compel witness testimony and to gain access to DCF case files. But that effort is being resisted by the state. The Senate panel may now look to alter the state's confidentiality laws to lift what Sears calls a veil of secrecy. For VPR News, I'm Neil Goswami of the Rutland Herald and Times Argus.